Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam každu nedjelju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5.4. godine u Pittsburghu, a 5.10. godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem din polovka, a dneska je nedjelja 12. februara 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russian FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, February 12th, 2023. Very happy birthday wishes go out to my sister, Beth Liberator, who yesterday celebrated a milestone birthday. We won't tell you which one it is, but she is a little bit older than me. So happy birthday, Beth, from all of us here. You may know Beth from different Carpatha Rusin events, also involved with Slavyanit for many, many decades as our flute player, also part of our band Rusinske Betyare as our flute player. Even though Betyar is a male hoodlum or a bachelor man, she is part of that band as well. And we had gotten together on Wednesday to start rehearsing, so we got some weddings coming up this year and other gigs with Rusinske Betyare. And we wished Beth a happy birthday. So happy birthday, Beth, again, from everyone. And since she is the flute player, we're going to feature a lot of flute today, either songs that have the flute in it or things that have her playing in them. So we're going to start off today's broadcast by a song that I know she likes quite a lot, and this is from Roland in Spiš County from the village of Čirč. This is Za Slobodu. After that, we have her on the flute with the rest of the Slavyani players, Michael Liberator, her husband on the accordion, me on the Bulgaria, as well as other folks. And those are dances from Uj County. And I think, Mike, this is what you call the clown song. So let me know if that is right. You know what I mean. Happy birthday, Beth.
Thank you. cíhoš vidí šady pereživa, jak bez chydák i Karpata svoje místě hledá. Eko rodně tak podporné slobodu náš vidí, lepší život našim dětem treba ochránit. O slobodí dá se žitý každej kvůj krajiní, napřed vítám i sloboda svůj Ukrajiní. Eko rodně tak podporné slobodu náš vidí, lepší život našim dětem treba ochránit. Eko rodně tak podporné slobodu náš vidí, лепший живот нашим детям треба охранити. Ой, що за шум, учинився, в Україні новий живот пробудився, в Україні новий живот пробудився. Ой, що за шум, учинився, в Україні новий живот пробудився, в Україні новий живот пробудився.
Once again this year, we will be broadcasting two special Easter broadcasts, the first on Sunday, April 9th, and the second one on Sunday, April 16th. If you would like to sponsor one of these broadcasts in part or in full, or would like to make a donation to this radio broadcast, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Happy birthday wishes again to my sister, Beth Liberator, and we're featuring flute numbers, well, pretty much that she's in. So next we're going to go back to the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. We have Americki men robit každý den, American men work every day, followed by one of the staples of the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, the second part of Rusnak Chardash number 15, going into Dobri v Americi, It is Good in America. Happy birthday once again, Beth.
Oh,
On today's Historic Focus, we tell you about Antal Hodinka, Hungarian historian, ethnographer, and professor of Russian origin. Antal was born February 7, 1864, in the village of Ladomiro, then part of the Hungarian kingdom, today in Zemplin County, between Snina and Veliky Berezny. Although born in the Prešov region, at a young age his family moved eastward to the Maramaros County village of Sokrenitsia, where he was raised and from whose name he created his most popular pseudonym when writing about Russian history. Hodinka studied at the gymnasium in Siget and Uzhhorod. Briefly, after that, he studied at the Greek Catholic Theological Seminary and Central Theological Seminary in Budapest. Unlike his father, Antal did not become a Greek Catholic priest. While a seminarian in Budapest, he attended lectures in Slavic philology and then worked at the Hungarian National Museum, where he was responsible for systematizing that institution's collection of Slavic manuscripts. In 1899, Hodinka received a fellowship from the Austrian Historical Institute in Vienna, where he studied diplomatic relations, paleography, and Slavic philology under the direction of renowned Slavist Vatroslav Jagić, and wrote a dissertation on the medieval history of Serbia. He then worked as a librarian and archivist for the Imperial and Royal Fidei Commissium Library, during which time he uncovered and published Slavic manuscript sources dealing with the arrival and settlement of Magyar tribes in Central Europe. After World War I, when the university in Bratislava was evacuated to post-Trianon Hungary, Hodinka became head of the Department of World History at the University of Pécs, a post which he held from 1923 until his retirement in 1935. He also served as the dean of the philosophical faculty, the rector at Pécs, and was elected as a corresponding and then full member of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. His last administrative post was as honorary chairman of the Subcarpathian Scholarly Society in Uzhhorod. Hodinka is best known in Hungary as a leading figure in the school of historiography and the author of numerous Hungarian historical and publicistic works. He did not forget his native land, however, and for the German and Hungarian editions of the multi-volume thematic encyclopedias that he wrote, he informed the empire's reading public about the life and culture of Carpatha Rusyns in a general survey with illustrations by another native Subcarpathian Rus, Ignati Roshkovich. Hodinka's major scholarly work dealt with the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo, for which he wrote in Hungarian a monumental 856-page history and compiled a collection of 527 documents covering the period 1458 through 1715. He also published a short history of the landed estate and city of Uzhhorod and a Russian language socio-economic history of Subcarpathia in the 16th and 17th centuries, which also appeared in Hungarian, English, and French. Throughout his career, Hodinka continued to search and transcribe documents about Russian history from a wide variety of archives in Hungary and abroad. Only a small portion were published. The remainder are in the manuscript division of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. Hodinka was also interested in language. In particular, he wished to demonstrate the richness of the Russian vernacular and its ability for use in scholarly publications. In this regard, he compiled a collection of Russian folk songs published posthumously as Pisni Nashik Predkyu, Songs of Our Ancestors, and in 1922, a 7,500-entry dictionary of Russian verbs, which also appeared posthumously. In all of these works, Hodinka accepted the view that Russians form a distinct nationality, Slavic nationality, from their neighbors. Bodinka died July 15th, 1946, in Budapest, Hungary. I have one more birthday song for our birthday girl, Beth Libertor, and this comes from Slaviani's Zemplin set, which she knows quite well. This is Mila Moya and A Popid Makovitsu. Happy birthday once again, Bessie.
Thank you. šavrino, glimo kino na.
GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the Raisin products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. And before we leave you today, ladies and gentlemen, once again, happy birthday, Beth Liberatore, on her milestone birthday. Hope you had a wonderful birthday. And if you want to listen to any of the archives of this broadcast, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to any of the archives from our beginnings in 2004 up to today. Don't forget to go to our main parent webpage, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org, where you can join the society, you can take part in the genealogy discussions, look at our online and offline catalog and order that special Russian item for that special Russian somebody, and much more. c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on your Russian radio station, where you can hear the best in Russian music, listen to liturgies, you can listen to poetry and storytelling and much more. That is all on Russin.fm on your computer, or go to the app, look up Russin.fm. Again, if you want to listen to any of our archives, go to c-rsmedia.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Без сорочки, без гати буде. води з погара білого, дай ми ся напити.
Rusinjev Amerika.